Year to go grocery shopping.
Really?
Yeah.
Like really?
Yeah, because you go to the milk, you pick up the milk, and you say to the person closest to you, "Hey, look, this is good till next year."
Mwah, mwah.
Oh dear. I also like the Christmas movies. Have you seen the Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell? One of my favorites is the
actually yes.
Yeah, on yep. Netflix. Yeah.
Yep.
One of my favorites is The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I like
yes.
that movie.
Lana
but that's not why
that.
We're here today.
No.
That's not why we're here. We are here because God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would never die, but would have everlasting life. And that's because my Redeemer lives. Prophets foretold of his birth, Messiah would come to the earth on that morn, Christmas morn. Angels sang of his birth, Messiah has come to the earth, he is born, he is born. Raise our voices. Our Savior has come to the world. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. Shepherds on bended knee, they bowed reverently to the King, infant King. Wise men came from afar, it said they followed a star to the King, infant King. Our voices, our Savior has come to the world. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. And now we praise Him, remembering His birth. Celebrate the King of Kings and wait for his return. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives.
My Redeemer lives.
My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives.
Oh yeah, my
Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer. My Redeemer lives. Oh, sit down if you can, Pastor Lewis.
Good morning. I don't know if you caught this in the news this last week. Something very important came out, and I'm not surprised. They've now said that dark chocolate is not as good for you as they thought it was.
Baloney.
So I'm just saying what I always thought, it's milk chocolate. Here are announcements today. If you'd like to give, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, MorrinvilleAlliance@shaw.ca. Our nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after singing time this morning. Sunday School is age 4 to grade 5, and nursery is infant to 3 years old. The new teaching schedule will start in January, and it's on the Welcome Center, and we're looking for teachers to sign up. Youth will be meeting this Wednesday at 7 p.m. to distribute gifts from the Morrinville Giving Tree. This will be the last youth meeting until January 11th. The community Christmas celebration is Thursday, December 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at the Community Cultural Center. Be sure to check your mailboxes as they tend to get fuller this time of year. Our next service is going to be Christmas Eve. It'll be a candlelight service here at 7 p.m. It's a great event to invite your friends to. On December 25th, there will be no service. So come 24th, it'll work. And then our next regular Sunday morning service will be on January 1st. Okay, breathe in, breathe out. Take a breath, here we go. The nominating committee. We've begun the process of creating a nominating committee, the purpose of which is to bring forth names from election of elders. Information sheets to nominate are available on the tables by the doors. Completed nominations can be handed into the church office or put in the offering box. To participate in the process, you must be a member, and the members' names are listed on here. And so basically what you do is you sign your name, sign two names, and then either put it in the offering box or into the church office. If your name isn't on here and you'd like to be a member, contact the church office. We need church greeters. If you can arrive at the church before services start to welcome people as they arrive, we would love to have you participate in this area. Please sign up again at the Welcome Center. We're in the flu season, so please be aware during our greeting time that some people might not be comfortable shaking hands. So if people wave to you, just wave back at them. Last thing, last week we did something a little unusual. Alberta Hospital, we have a connection there, and they said that they're completely out of all art supplies and don't really have a way to fund it. And so we took a benevolent offering up last Sunday, and it was $629. And so again, thank you so much for your generosity. And that is all the announcements.
We'll have our Advent reading now, please.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Okay, I don't read so good, so if I mess it up, don't laugh at me, okay? Today's candle reflects the joy that comes through Jesus. Arrival through and through the salvation he has gifted us. This week celebrates the joy of Christ coming to earth. We are reminded of the joy the shepherds experienced when they received the good news about Christ's birth.
That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord, this is Luke 2, 8 to 20. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in the strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased."
When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
This joy is an extreme happiness that cannot be deterred by present circumstances. This type of joy comes from God alone. Joy can often be experienced when a Christian thinks about salvation, eternal life, or Jesus. It is an eager anticipation about wonderful things to come. The shepherds experienced this as they ran to Bethlehem to see Jesus.
Let's pray. Let us remember the good news of Jesus' birth has the power to bring us great joy this Christmas season. Our joy isn't dependent on what is going on in our life, in our world, or the people that we are with. Our joy comes from you, that joy that flooded the hearts of the shepherds, the angels, the wise men, the hosts of heaven, and Mary and Joseph is the joy that still has the power to overwhelm our hearts with rejoicing. Father, you offer the same joy to us now if we know you and recognize Jesus as our Savior and Lord. You gave us a reason to celebrate when you gave us the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ. You came to dwell among us. Our joy is a gift. It is a gift that you gave to us that first Christmas in Jesus Christ. Our joy is encompassed in our Savior, King Jesus. Flood our hearts with joy this Advent season as we reflect on the good news of Jesus' birth. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
All right. Let's sing about some Christmas.
Sing glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Hail the Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to God. come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. To thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Jesus, hope of the nations. Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In Bethlehem, a lowly birth, the dawn of grace and peace on earth. You are the hope, hope brought to life, here to reveal what God's really like. Light of the world, shining forever. Everyone to see. You are the Christ, Christmas is you, our servant King, faithful and true. Jesus, our joy, filling our hearts as we receive our Prince of Peace. Jesus, hope of the nations. Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In Bethlehem, a lowly birth, the dawn of grace and peace on earth. You are the hope, hope brought to life, here to reveal what God's really like. Light of the world, shining for everyone to see. You are the Christ, Christmas is you, our servant King, faithful and true. Jesus, our joy, filling our hearts. hearts as we receive our Prince of Peace in Bethlehem, a lowly birth, the dawn of grace and peace on earth. You are the hope, hope brought to life, here to reveal what God's really like. Light of the world, shining for everyone to see. You are the Christ, Christmas is you, our servant King, faithful and true. Jesus, our joy, filling our hearts as we receive our Prince of Peace, our Prince of Peace, our Prince of Peace.
Amen. You may be seated.
Welcome. And the kids can go to Sunday school.
Welcome time.
And the kids can go to Sunday school.
Sorry, I didn't have that on my paper up here. And children, it is Sunday school time too. Skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth, they traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bowed before the humble Prince of Peace. We bring an offering of worship to our King. No one on earth deserves the praises that we sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, we bring an offering to you. Sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. And it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, bring an offering.
I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.